You have to look at the situation that you're in at any given time and go, am I practicing gratitude in this situation?
Sure.
Because in every single situation, there's something to be thankful for.
You're listening to the Dare to Be Different podcast, a podcast for people who want to live an extraordinary life. On this week's episode, Joe and Ed talk about the power of gratitude even when you least expect it. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Dare to Be Different podcast. My name's Joe Altieri. I am here with the traveling co-host, Ed Newell. How are you today, Ed?
I'm great, Joe. So Happy to be here.
So you've expanded from the Dare to Be Different podcast. You're now doing another podcast with someone else. I feel a little cheated on. But I do have other co-hosts.
So yeah, and you know what?
We have an open relationship.
Very early on, you told me that I wasn't your favorite co-host, and it upset me. I'm going to find somebody else that will appreciate me more. That's my goal. No, it's not even out yet. A friend asked me to be on his podcast, so I was on that as well. But I like it. I like dialoguing about different topics, and it's great.
It's, you know, I find that this podcast is really good for me. I know our millions of listeners out there get something from it, but it's really good for me to just verbalize some things that I'm thinking about and researching and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's just, I think whenever you engage in these, I think what we have is really healthy dialogue. It just is enlightening, not only for the people listening, but I think for us. And I mean, we'll know a topic before we jump on here, but part of this raw dialogue is what makes it so valuable, I think.
Yeah, I think we start every single podcast with at least a direction, and we end up in a completely different place than we had intended, which is great.
Right.
That's fantastic. That's why I really, that's why you're my second favorite host.
I appreciate that. So, Number two.
So the Dare to Be Different podcast is all about living an extraordinary life. And we use five words to describe that life: honest, passionate, adventurous, grateful, and healthy. And today, as you came in a little frustrated, with some things that are going on with your professional life, right? We're going to talk about gratitude, because one of the best ways of getting rid of frustration is to be grateful for the things that are going on around you.
That's true. It's been a challenging week. And I think in any circumstance, when you do face challenges, there is an important moment where you need to reset, and you need to find almost an equilibrium, find a balance. And in order to do that, I think gratitude plays so much into that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the things that are making me frustrated right now, I also could say those frustrations are born out of things I'm really grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for the job that I have, and I'm grateful for the relationships I have, and I'm grateful for the opportunity I have to speak into people's lives. And with all of that comes a lot of sticky situations and a lot of mess. And when you're leading people, you're always going to be coming across people's mess. And so there's not one size fits all answers, and you got to really navigate the challenges. So anything that is bringing you frustration in life is probably born out of something that you can honestly be grateful for.
Well, and I think anything in our lives is there's things that you can be grateful for. Like literally every situation in your life, there's something to be grateful for in that situation. You just have to look for it.
That's right.
So I read this essay, this guy by the name of Robert Emmons. He wrote this essay. It's called Why Gratitude is Good, and it's the greater good essay. And he's a scientific expert on gratitude. Like, this is his entire field of study is about gratitude.
Okay.
And he says that there's two parts to gratitude, which is really cool. I had never really thought about it. This is one of those things that you inherently know, but you don't know it until
somebody wrote it down,
verbalizes it, right? And he says that there's two parts. So there is, the first part is it's an affirmation of goodness. So we affirm that there are good things in the world, that there's gifts and benefits that we've received. So that's the first part of it, right? So you just have to acknowledge that there's good stuff, right? And, look, we have been going through turbulent times in the United States with, the corona and the all of the,
protesting
protests
around race relations,
and all those types of things. And, you know, people are taking sides and doing some crazy stuff. But man, there's good things happening through all of this that we can be grateful for as a country, that both sides can look at and go, look, there's good, there's benefits, there's things that are going to make our lives, our culture better going forward.
Yeah.
But again, we need to look for some of those things.
Yeah, that's the part of gratitude. I'm interested to hear the second part, but that's the part of gratitude that I think, resonates the most with me. And I'm sure we'll get into this, but the challenge is having the eyes to see it.
Right.
Because I think so much of our lives we can be spent thinking that you can be convinced that nothing good is going on, or you can be convinced that everything about your life is terrible right now. But the truth is, guaranteed, there is something to be grateful for today.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the second part, I'm going to read this verbatim so I don't mess it up. He says, we recognize that the sources of this goodness are outside of ourselves. We acknowledge that other people, or even higher powers, if you're a spiritual mindset, gave us many gifts, big and small, to help us achieve the goodness in our lives. So essentially, we acknowledge that there is good.
Yeah.
Then we also acknowledge that that comes from outside of us.
So that's interesting. So last time I was on the show with you, we were talking about the meaning of life.
Yes.
And talking about living a life, essentially living a life for what you can give to somebody else, what you can give to others. That second point almost wants you to get rid of a me-focused attitude.
Absolutely.
You know, because Joe Altieri, you could say, I'm really grateful for my business, but then at the end of the day, just pat yourself on the back for how good FlexScreen is doing right now.
Right.
When really, you have a lot of people, you are a major part, okay, whatever, but you have a lot of people that have helped make FlexScreen what it is.
Well, but and even if you have this self-centered mindset, right? Let's just say that, you know, going with the egotistical Joe Altieri model that you threw out there, right?
Yeah, great. So this is purely hypothetical.
Purely hypothetical.
Purely hypothetical.
I am the most humble man
in
the entire world.
Yes.
Just ask my favorite co-host. She'll tell you, which is my wife, if you're a first-time listener.
Coming for you, Alicia.
Yes. But even if you have this egotistical, the world is on my shoulders, I'm the best person in my business, you know, you have to acknowledge that you were not necessarily born like that. Like, and if you were born like that, there were some sort of God-given gifts, there were some things that were outside of your control that led you to be as awesome as you are that you should still be grateful for.
I think that leads us to the primary challenge, is that I believe there are people that exist like that in the world that do not express or practice gratitude in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe they do refuse to see that there was somebody that helped get them to where they're at, or a higher power, or whatever you want to talk about. And isn't that inherently the problem? Isn't that inherently the problem with society around the concept of gratitude, is that most people don't practice it, and that they don't believe they have anything to be grateful for, or they understand that there are good things, but man, they just don't outwork what it actually means to live a life of gratitude.
I saw this infomercial once, and it was Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was like one of those, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up, it's on the TV, you know, kind of thing, right?
You just left it on.
Just left it on. And truthfully, and I'll be honest, growing up, my dad was like a self-help guy. So we always had like books on tape, and like I've read all of the books, and Tony Robbins was one of my favorites in the, you know, 80s and 90s when I was growing up. So I've listened to a lot of that stuff. So Tony Robbins, he's a kind of a guru kind of thing. He kind of has a weird following.
Yeah.
But some of the stuff that he says is really, really good.
Yeah.
So anyway, so there was a woman, and he had this challenge. He goes, I can change your perspective on any situation in 1 minute. It was like the whole thing, right? And he's like, you know, his whole thing is your outward expression changes your inward man type of thing, right? So if you're slumped over, looking depressed, you're going to feel depressed. If you look happy, you're going to feel happy. You know, that kind of thing. That's a part of what he's doing.
Yeah.
But then it's also this mindset where if you change the way that you view certain situations, you will change who you are. You will actually change that situation.
Right.
So this woman gets up and says, you know, there's no possible way you're going to change my mindset. I was abused as a child, you know what I mean? So, and went into this big, long story.
Yeah.
And he said to her, like, You're here today, right? Yes, I'm here today. You've paid for this ticket. Yes, paid. So you have a job, and you have, and she goes into this whole thing. You know, she got, of course she's upset. She's spilling her guts out, and I don't want to minimize any of that.
Sure.
You know, but, you know, he says, essentially, who you are today is because of those things that happened to you. Good, bad, or ugly. You know what I mean?
Right.
The strength that you have today. He's like, are you good at your job? She's like, I'm fantastic at my job. Well, would you be as good at your job if you had not gone through those things? Would you have been as good of a mother to your children if you had not gone through those things? If you would have, you know, so essentially saying there is a place to have gratitude even for bad things that are going on in your life or bad things that have happened to you in the past.
Right.
And you can see, and he's so much better at, he's
Tony Robbins. You should have him on the podcast, not me.
Really. So, he's called me up, asked if he could be a. I'm like, well, Ed's scheduled this week,
sorry, Tony.
Can't pump my second favorite,
right?
But it was just it was really an amazing transformation. You can almost see you could almost see the wheels working, and then she was sitting next to her friend, right? And then she's like, this is my best friend in the whole world, and they're hugging each other. He goes, do you know that this relationship that is so vital to you, you probably would not have had if it wasn't for these things that you had gone through in the past. And he just kind of worked through this whole, it was really a gratitude study. And again, that's an extreme case.
Sure.
But there's a lot of truth to those types of things. Like, FlexScreen was born out of me losing a huge portion of my income from a company that I worked for.
Wow.
You know, it was a screen company that I worked for. They got bought out and, you know, I was a redundant employee. I had this kind of hobby that I was working on in my garage. And when they got, trust me, at the time, I was like, this is the worst thing in the world.
Right.
You know, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
But here I am, you know, now looking back and you go, oh, wow, man, am I thankful that that thing happened?
Right.
That thing that caused me so much stress at the time.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's a really good example. And you know, that to me, that's an easy example. I'm not criticizing your thing that you're grateful for. The comparison of the woman though, that's challenging. Cause I'm trying to reflect back on maybe some of the difficult seasons of my life, and to try and determine how I'm grateful for them. Though I certainly would subscribe to that mentality for sure. I think Tony's right. That everything up until this point in my life has led me to be who I am.
Right.
And so to some degree, I do have a gratitude for every single thing that has happened in my life, even if maybe some of those things I'm still processing or some of those things I'm still working through. It doesn't mean that those things aren't valid to frustrate you or valid to maybe cause you emotional pain or something. Right. But there is this sense that, if you can move into a category of being grateful for your life, it will allow you to, I think, operate in a greater sense of purpose and strength in the now. And it'll allow you to, just walk with your head a little bit higher, just about the things that you have and the things that you're doing in this world. So what are the, I keep going back to this, but what are the reasons that you think people would choose not to live a life of gratitude?
Well,
or fail to see it, or however we want to phrase that.
Well, I think, you know, it goes back to the same conversation we had on the last podcast, right? We're talking about bringing value to other people around you. By the way, if you did not listen to that podcast, one of my favorites, I'm telling you, you should listen to it. I have been practicing it, and I can tell you, I very purposefully made a decision to practice that so that I could talk about it on the podcast and how it's gone. It has gone amazing. Like I feel the relationship with my wife actually being better. Like, no, we had a bad relationship before, but same thing with my kids, same thing with the people around me, but it's a lot of work.
And let's remind people it's about living your life with other people's needs essentially in focus more than your needs.
Yeah, bringing value to those people around you. So it's your family, your coworkers, your employees, your friends, whatever. Purposing to bring value to them as the meaning for your life.
Right.
So, but it's work, but what I'm getting back in return, I feel is well worth the exchange. So even if I wasn't caring about the people around me, which I do,
right.
You know, and I want to bring them value, But that exchange that I'm making and the things that are kind of returning to me are amazing. I think gratitude is the same way. It takes effort and it's a decision to live in gratitude.
Yeah.
And if you're not, I think the human condition leads us to, in a general way, to be miserable, to be ungrateful,
yeah.
to be lazy,
yeah.
to be all about me.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I was thinking. And I almost wonder if we, too often in life, we fall into this comparison trap
mm-hmm.
where my life is spent more, instead of looking at what I do have and being grateful for, I'm looking at what someone else has. Mm-hmm. And your focus is entirely on how much better looking that person is, or how much weight they've lost, or how much money they make, or what kind of car they drive, or how big their house is. Whatever comparison is important to you, how many followers they have,
right?
Whatever comparison is important, I think our flawed human nature is that we spend way too much time looking at those things and comparing for where maybe we wish we were. And it's like this grass is always greener mentality. We're always just like chasing after something else or being upset that we're not there. And I'm not against having a goal that you're always striving
absolutely.
For and reaching. But if your focus is entirely on what somebody else has, it is going to be this thing that reverts back to you that maybe puts yourself down
mm-hmm.
and puts your own worth down, your own accomplishments down. The only comparison I think you really need to do is against yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, are you being the best version of you that you can be? Because I'm not called to be Joe, right?
Sure.
And I'm not called to be anybody else. And so while I can let other people inspire me, I can let other people around me inspire me. It is a worthless exercise to compare my accomplishments to somebody else. The only thing I really want to accomplish is who I am compared to who I possibly could be if I let laziness overcome me or ungratefulness overcome me,
right?
And so if I can be just thankful for who I am, what I have, am I putting my best foot forward? Am I taking the things that have happened to me and allowing them to push me forward in progress? If I look at that comparison, I'm thankful for today.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at that comparison, if you're comparing you to yourself and you're not happy with that, then man, maybe that's a little bit of a wake-up call
mm-hmm.
to say, what steps do I need to take today to be happier with myself tomorrow than I am today? You know?
Yeah, and it's a just like bringing value to people. It is a habit, and you have to be really aware of doing it or not doing it, if
right.
that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like you have to look at the situation that you're in at any given time and go, am I practicing gratitude in this situation?
Sure.
Because in every single situation, there's something to be thankful for. So we have, again, just using FlexScreen because it's what I live, right?
Yep.
You know, our orders went absolutely through the roof. So it's painful because we're letting some customers down. We're delivering late sometimes and things like that. And so it's so easy for me to be consumed with the day to day, like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I have to deal with another customer problem, you know, and I can't believe that the plants can't keep up or whatever the case may be. And I have to step back and go, man, how great is it that we're getting so many freaking orders that
yeah.
the plants can't. And it's just nothing has physically changed. Nothing about the situation has changed. The only thing that changes is my attitude towards those and whether
yeah.
I'm practicing gratitude in that situation.
Yeah.
You know, oh my goodness, my children are being bratty, whatever the case may
yeah.
be. Like, how amazing is it that you have a three-year-old that, you know, wants to be around you so much that you know, you can't watch TV, you
yeah.
know, when you want to watch it. You know, like, it's just those types of things where you're just like, wow, I just need to change my perspective, and then the gratitude will come.
Man, my preschoolers were driving me crazy this morning. Crazy
yeah.
this morning. And I haven't even got out of the house, and it was just a crazy morning. But yeah, I'm grateful for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful that I have my kids. I'm grateful that we didn't struggle to get pregnant, like I know so many of my friends are. I'm grateful that they're healthy, even despite health challenges that they have. And so, yeah, I think if I am practicing gratitude, sometimes I don't realize it, and I don't give myself kudos for the fact that I am allowing mm-hmm. gratitude to resonate in my life. But I'll tell you, it is very easy for me to identify when I'm not practicing gratitude.
Oh, absolutely.
And it shows up in my frustration level. It shows up in how I'm letting little things in life get to me or destroy my mentality and mindset. And so, again, it's not to say that you can't be frustrated. And it's not to say that there can't be things that should upset you and drive you towards change or drive you towards what can be better or what can be improved. However, if you're living life in a way that you find yourself constantly at odds with other people or situations and constantly frustrated on the things around you, I would challenge you, is it because of a lack of gratitude that you've had in that circumstance?
Yeah. And I think that some people, man, this is a weird thing to say. I think some people enjoy being upset and angry.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
So they don't necessarily want to live a grateful life. They don't want to live in gratitude because if they did, they would have to take this hard look internally, and that might be really, really uncomfortable.
It's a shot at your pride.
It is.
Right? I feel like that it defines me sometimes. Like, it's almost like I live in a place where, like, I want to be angry about this thing or mm-hmm. I want to be upset about this thing. And some people live their whole life that way. And to take a gratitude pill in that circumstance, for instance, is a swallowing of my pride, a choice to choose humility and be thankful for something that has caused whatever frustration I'm having. But yeah, I think there is something about us that sometimes just enjoys being upset and right. enjoys being angry. And that can fight against your capacity to be grateful in any one given situation, which I think ultimately is going to hurt you in the long run.
Yeah. What would life look like? What would our marriages look like? What would our relationships look like? All of those things. If every time that we were frustrated, we purposed to list out 10 things about that situation in our minds, out loud, it doesn't really matter, that we're grateful for.
Wow.
That are part of that situation.
Wow.
Like, what would that do to your life? And here's the big question though. Do you want that change in your life? Do you want to live a grateful life? Do you somehow feel that being grateful for the things around you, maybe, you know, maybe yep. that is a pride thing. Maybe it's a, you know, I won't be as tough as
yeah.
I let on to be if right. if I do that.
Yeah.
I like being angry. I don't right. want to be grateful.
Yeah.
Do you know what do you know how miserable my kids, my wife, my
yeah.
My dog, it doesn't really,
right.
do you have any clue the place that I work in? Well, every single situation, if as soon as you become frustrated with it, you take a breath and list off 10 things, I'm telling you,
yeah.
it would change your life if you're willing to do it.
So that's really good. So you would say, if you're someone listening and I want to better practice gratitude, your challenge would be in a moment of frustration, can you pause and list 10? You're just throwing out an arbitrary
number.
Can you list anything that you're grateful for in that situation? Doesn't that take such a keen awareness, sense of self-awareness to do? I remember just yesterday I was sitting outside with my family. And it was a nice day. So like we like put on the sprinkler and the mm-hmm. kids are literally, they're naked in my driveway. They're 2 and 4, so it's cool. Not like, I don't have teenagers running around naked. They're 2 and 4. So they're running around and just playing in the yard and then they're jumping in the grass. So they're covered in mud, like all this stuff. And it was just a really, really fun day. There was a moment for me yesterday in the middle of all that. And that was a really special moment for mm-hmm. me, right? Like I'm describing a really beautiful moment. There was a moment for me there where I did have a moment of self-reflection and I literally said to myself in my mind, be thankful for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Be thankful for this moment. I did not remember that moment this morning when my kids were driving me up a wall and I needed to get them out of the house so fast to get them to their grandma's house so that I could just get rid of them today. And I was so thankful to get rid of them today. But there was something about yesterday that was so special to me. And I feel like that's the thing that I need to, I had some self-awareness there because mm-hmm. it was a good situation. I think sometimes people often miss that. They don't have enough self-awareness right. to realize they're in the middle of a good situation. But this morning in the middle of a battle, I definitely did not have the self-awareness just to pause at any moment and choose gratitude. And so I love your challenge to stop and pause, but maybe the second challenge is if you can't get there, reflect back on some moments or try and practice this idea of having some self-reflection in any moment, whether it's a good or a bad. Maybe it's easier to do in good. I'm not really sure. But just try and practice that, because maybe you're not in the habit of self-reflecting. And if you can't self-reflect, if you can't identify what is causing the frustration, you're going to have a really difficult time identifying what to be grateful for as well.
Well, let me ask you a question. So you had a frustrating morning. So
yeah.
Maybe you can't do it in the moment, right? You can't do it in a moment, but maybe 10 minutes after the moment passes, 20 minutes after, half an hour, a day, whatever the case may be, you can look back on a stressful situation and then list out some things that you're grateful for with that.
Right.
As a way of starting to train your mind. So you had a frustrating morning, right?
Right.
With your children.
Yeah.
Right? We come here and start talking about it and start talking about gratitude. How quickly do you like release that frustration that you probably still had coming in,
yeah.
right? And then you start going, man, I am so glad my son, he's awesome. I love when he looks up at me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be his dad forever. There's going to be a moment, you know, when he's 16 years old and I'm going to take him out driving. I can't wait until that. I'm so glad that I have a son. Like, how quickly does that dissipate, right? That goes away. And then the next time you have that frustration, now that you're starting to practice a little bit, does that kick in some of that gratitude?
Yeah.
You know, it's just
that's really good, Joe. To answer your question for this specific circumstance, it hasn't gone yet. I'm still very thankful that I'm not watching my kids in this moment.
Well, there's some gratitude
there's
there,
some,
right?
Yeah, there's some
life
gratitude.
Life is good. You don't have your kids with you.
However, dude, I think you hit on something really important, that if you can't do it in the moment, doing it after the fact can have a positive outcome on the next time.
Mm-hmm.
If you can even do some self-reflection after the fact, it will have an impact tonight. If when I go home, I'm going to have to see my kids eventually at some point today.
like I said, I'm going to have to see my kids.
this evening when I'm with my children and they will inevitably do something that makes me frustrated, what will my response be?
Mm-hmm.
And will I allow myself to practice gratitude even in a really difficult season of just managing kids? And this is a really lighthearted example, I'm sure. Our listeners can have some really difficult examples
there
as
are,
well.
Yes.
But whether you do it in the moment or whether you do it after the fact, regardless, that self-reflection can be a really important thing to how you move forward in the future.
It does. And this podcast is all about living an extraordinary life, like, because it is easy to live in an ungrateful way. If you just live your life and you don't purpose to do this, you will just simply live an ungrateful life, and there will be nothing that is marked by, you know, the extraordinary, the pleasant, just the amazing things that your life can be, and being grateful is just such a big part of that.
Yeah.
So, it is a habit. It is something that we have to practice if you want to have an awesome life, you want to have awesome relationships, et cetera, et cetera. This is a key. Like, you really, really have to do this. And I'm terrible at it. I'm just being honest with you. Part of my nature is to pick things apart. It's just, you know, we can be sitting by the beach, right? And I'm like, you know, if somebody would have raked this a little bit earlier in the day, like, you know, like, it's just, I just do that. It's part of, like I said, it's one of the things that makes me a good businessman.
It is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it also makes me a terrible human sometimes. So this is something I have to practice.
Yeah.
But I want to. I really, really want to, because I know how important this is.
And I do also want to highlight, as we get ready to close here, we did another episode, you and I together. If you scroll back on your podcast feed from November 25th of 2019,
wow,
we called it You Don't Need It. That was our Thanksgiving episode, if you remember.
Yes.
And we talked about something similar to gratitude. So if you want to learn more about gratitude, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to that episode. That episode, we were primarily talking about at both of our love of stuff. Tangible possessions, where this is a little bit more circumstantial gratitude. But in both cases, I think there are really strong principles you can apply, whether you're choosing to be gratitude circumstantially, or gratitude around your stuff. You know, for us, we both like shiny new toys.
So
to choose gratitude about what we have, so you're not always looking for what you want, you know, I think is important.
So I want to show some gratitude before we sign off here, because I am grateful for every single person that listens to this. It blows me away of how many people take time out of their week to listen to us ramble on about things that we think are important to life. So I do really, really appreciate the fact that you're willing to trust us with a half an hour of your time once a week. So thank you so much for that. I also do appreciate all of the people in my life, because I know some of you are listening as well. So my family and friends, I appreciate you more than I can probably ever express. But anyway, thank you guys for being there. And I thank you. I thank Ed's children as well, since he's not grateful for them. I thank your wife for having amazing children.
Yeah.
And putting up with you as she tries to raise them well, despite you.
I'm grateful they gave us so many good, tangible examples for this episode.
But thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys got something out of it. Please live a grateful life. Take 5 minutes every day. Reflect on the things that are good in your life in every single situation. And just remember, live an extraordinary life, because an ordinary one will always be waiting for you. Thanks a lot. We'll catch you next week.